The Year in Golf 2022. What's Next? By Daniel Redmond on January 7, 2023. Golf 2022. What's Next? 2022 could be the year that changed professional golf forever. LIV Golf is threatening to dismantle the existing structure of the PGA Tour, and golf fans are going to pay the price for that change. The Masters recently announced they would allow LIV players to play at Augusta this year but made no promises going forward. In fact, the language they used in the press release indicated this may just be a one-year grace period. Not having LIV golfers in the Masters and other majors will greatly reduce the prestige of the championships. LIV is basically making a handful of golfers insanely rich, instead of just incredibly rich, and the average golf fan is suffering the consequences. Not cool at all. That's why all right-thinking individuals hate LIV Golf. LIV has dominated the headlines, but there were a bunch of stories that need to be revisited as we look back. While we look at the great moments, I will intersperse those feel-good stories with anecdotes about why any God-fearing, red-blooded American should hate LIV. So it will be sweet and salty. Let's take a look at the year in golf 2022. Scottie Scheffler came out in 2022 guns blazing and got his first win on tour at the Phoenix Open. He then rattled off three more wins, including the Masters. Scottie went from zero tour wins to number one in the world in a span of six events. There's no other golfer in the world who seemingly hits it perfectly every time. Watch his ball flight, his irons never leave the flagstick. Why is it named LIV, you ask? It's the Roman numeral for 54 because that's how many golf holes they play in their tournaments. If you think that's a stupid reason to name a golf league, you'd be correct. Did Romans play golf? Is the tour being played in Italy? Justin Thomas proved he is now the most clutch golfer on the planet with his second major victory at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills. His calm and cool up and down from 90 yards on the first playoff hole against Los Alatoris made it clear he wasn't going to be denied. LIV Commissioner Greg Norman is such a choke artist that he should never show his face in the United States again. This guy was the best player in the world for 7 years and never won a major in the U.S. Not one major, and he gagged away about 10. Have you no shame, Greg? 14 months after a car accident that nearly took his leg, Tiger Woods returned to the Masters and opened with an amazing round of 71 that had him in the top 10. He made the cut but struggled on the weekend, but his toughness could not be questioned. He was almost a Navy SEAL, you know, not really, he just likes to play dress up. Tiger didn't do much on the course this year but instead saved his best work for helping rally the PGA Tour players in opposition to LIV. LIV Golf should have just given Phil Mickelson $500 million and let him be the player/commissioner of the league. Phil is a slimeball, but at least he's charismatic. All you need to know about Phil is that after 30 years with his caddy Jim Bones McKay, Phil refused to pay him the last $300,000 he was owed. Weirdo. The league and Phil deserve each other. Matthew Fitzpatrick proved all the naysayers wrong in shooting a final round 68 to win the U.S. Open at Brookline, where he won the 2013 U.S. Amateur. Fitzpatrick pulled his final tee shot into a treacherous bunker on 18 and looked stymied from getting to the green. At least that's what this author thought and proceeded to lose $500 on DraftKings in-game betting. Fitzpatrick pulled off an amazing bunker shot to 20 feet and made par to win by one stroke over Scheffler in hard luck Zalatoris. Well deserved for a nice kid. There's nobody in attendance at these LIV golf tournaments. It's as fake as a Joe Biden rally. Rory McIlroy had a chance for a career-defining winning at the British Open at the Old Course in St. Andrews. It was a perfect situation. Rory was the face of the PGA Tour and the number one critic of LIV. The good Lord would never take this from us, would he? He did, and in very cruel fashion. Rory couldn't buy a putt, and Cam Smith, who would soon defect to LIV for $100 million, shot a 30 on the back nine to win by two. As the great philosopher Homer once said, "O cruel fate, why do you mock me?" LIV Golf is funded by the corrupt Saudi Arabian regime. You have watered down a once great sport with money from a country that has to import Westerners to get oil from their ground. If you can't figure out how to extract oil, you shouldn't be able to prosper from it. Saudis also lead the world in sending their affluent, debauched, and reckless kids to the United States, where inevitably, they get drunk, hop in their BMW and run over a pregnant mom waiting at a bus stop to go to work. Then they immediately go back to the kingdom and never face charges. Not too good. After the British Open, sports fans pretty much forgot about golf. There was a Tour Championship and a President's Cup, but nobody really cared that much. Instead, it's all about the majors. The last word on LIV, America was a great country because if you worked hard and saved, you could be a success. That was akin to the PGA Tour. With hard work and success came prosperity. LIV is just large handouts to the last people on earth who need it. Dan Redmond covers golf for Breitbart Sports, and if Elon follows through, he should have his old Twitter account restored at Dan Fromdk.